in part of making sure that African nations and many other emerging markets make the most of opportunities in approving reforms to the International Monetary Fund is going to be a critical part of that. I think all of you know the IMF has been a central part of the transformation of so many countries. And it's also important to greater trade with people in our own hemisphere, as well as right here at home, and particularly for trade with Brazil, Chile, Colombia, India, Korea, Mexico, Peru, the Philippines, Thailand, all of whom once borrowed from IMF and now are some of the most powerful traders in the world. So I'll just close by saying to you that Ukraine's struggle for independence, particularly its financial independence, will depend on Congress ratifying reforms that will help Ukraine borrow through the IMF's rapid financing instrument. Our $200 million investment and sovereign loans are needed urgently, but it's only through the IMF, a reformed IMF, that Ukraine is going to receive the additional help it needs in order to stand on its own two feet.